Sure about that?
The ramp.
It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Oh. The Ramp, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, folks. Monte, why didn't we just edit out that fart?
Yeah. We left in as it occurred. Thank you so much, DJ. Do either of you gentlemen remember the single worst pain that you've ever felt in your life? For you, I would think perhaps it was when you ripped your hamstring off the bone laying down a bunt in the Jack White game. DJ, not him.
I would never.
Anytime I'm talking about an athletic endeavor, I'm probably talking to DJ.
Oh, that was... Thank you. Although, compared to Ham, it's kind of a default.
It's all about context.
Yeah, I remember the moment I tore my UCL in the middle of a game pitching. That wasn't fun.
They had to do Tommy John right there on the field.
Yeah, like I'm... Just put the curtain around me real quick and put me down like I'm a racehorse that broke his leg.
The blue injury tent came out.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good one. Just the... Also, just any nut shot you've ever taken.
Yeah, those are always going to be up there. The ones that just linger and get into your belly.
I don't think I've had. I think I've lived a pretty pain-free life, except for the fact that my wife talks to me all the time, and it's just...
Not what we're referring to.
Oh, my God.
Having to converse with a loved one is not even close to what we're talking about.
Oh, then no.
Okay.
The pain is usually on the receiving end of Ham's interactions.
Like, you know what? I wish I could just blow my UCL right now again to get out of this conversation. Well, recently I won't say the worst pain I've ever felt, but a Mount Rushmore of one of the worst ones as...
Did you swallow that spider?
No. Okay. If I had done that, I would have just also probably swallowed a grenade and started over. Because I wouldn't have been able to handle that thing laying its eggs in my giant belly.
Start over.
No. So this past weekend, I experienced one of the worst pains of my life as one thing that I am known to do as I am using my chair is in order to pick up speed, I will push backwards because I can use my other leg to propel me. So especially like if I'm carrying something, a lot of times I'll turn around and just push myself. And it makes me go a lot faster, and I can do it hands-free.
For anyone who doesn't know, Monty has one leg.
Correct. Got to get that disclaimer in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
fake leg. No
over
leg.
The weekend,
you had a fake leg.
On Sunday, I am just roaming around the house, doing my thing. And when I'm at my house, I don't have a sock on. I don't have a shoe on. I'm just lounging, having a good time. Well... At one point, I was pushing myself down the hallway, and I had turned to head into my living room. And as I was starting to push away from the hallway, there was a little wet spot on the floor where I don't know if I had spilled some water or something, but there was just a little wet spot. And as I was pushing myself backwards, my foot slipped and slammed into the wall in front of me. And it hurt like hell, but at first I was just like, son of a, just dad cussing. I may have let out like a scream that's not befitting of my age or gender. It was just, it was definitely like if there was CCTV of me in there screaming, you would definitely think the audio does not match the person that let out the scream.
Side note. Ham, would you watch if there were cameras spread around Monty's house? Would you watch that reality show?
Yes.
It would have to just be constantly blurred.
Why?
Because of the nakedness?
Because I'm always rolling around naked.
Even around Maid?
Yeah.
Poor Maria.
Uh-huh. She pays extra. So
she pays you for that?
No chance.
No. So I'm grabbing my foot. You know, at this point, it's like real comic where I'm holding on to it and like proverbially jumping up and down. Like, ouch. You know, it's my toes are red and kind of blinking.
Pulsating.
And I'm just freaking out. But then I notice the blood.
Oh.
Because apparently when I did this, I cracked my big toenail directly in half. And it just kind of split and laid open right there. And now I've just gone into shock. So, like, if you've seen the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, I'm like the guy who's, like, trying to grab his arm.
Yeah, he's holding his arm.
And I'm just trying to pick up the remnants of my toenail off the ground and reassemble it onto my foot.
Are you missing toenail right now?
It's completely gone.
Can we see it?
No.
No, I don't want to see it. Disgusting.
I mean, at this point, it's just an empty nail bed. You know, because I went and cleaned it and put peroxide and Band-Aid and all that stuff.
But I got to be honest, even on a good day, I don't want to look at your feet or your foot.
But
I take care of that thing. It looks pretty good.
There is.
Prove it.
Hey.
No, stop trying to make him pull out his foot.
I'm not going to do it anyway. People pay good money for that every month.
Again, nobody's
paying for that. On my only feet.
No one hates themselves that much.
Only foot.
The problem is people can immediately know who it's attached to, so I don't really have the anonymity I'm looking for.
Because you're a superstar.
Correct. Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that I do it up here next to Corby. So I'm sitting there just freaking out, and I'm just a bloody foot mess, and I have to try to figure out how I'm going to address, because the toenail itself, like I said, was kind of split open, but wasn't totally ripped off, like at the root.
Yeah, do you have to just bite the bullet and tear it off, but that would make more blood? Or do you have to delicately clip it or keep it till it grows out enough?
I figured the only way
to
do it was just complete the job and I kicked the wall again.
No. There's no way.
No, I didn't finish the job, but I did.
Like you're bashing your shoulder to put it back in place.
Right. Like maybe if I do it, it'll put my nail back if I keep kicking the wall like a little kid throwing a tantrum.
Isn't working. I think you might have lucked out because it is worse. I've had it where I've had my fingernail smashed by something heavy.
Yeah.
And it's just black underneath it, and it's going to come off. You just don't know when.
You're waiting.
And it's too painful to pull it off, so you just have to let nature take its course. That's brutal.
At least there you would know. If that situation happened to me, I wouldn't know until it felt like I was stepping on a rock as my loose toenail is just floating around in my sock. Well, luckily, once I got the whole situation cleaned up and, you know, it looked like one of Dexter's scenes in my living room for about 10 minutes as I'm having to wipe all the blood down and bleach this thing. Well, I finally go in there and I shower and I clean it up and I put the peroxide. And at this point, I can see after all that, it is just now hanging on by a thread. So
do you need electrical tape for your toenail?
No. Well, there's no remaining toenail because I ended up just going old school and like kind of biting my wallet and pulling the rest of it off.
Did you actually bite your wallet?
No, but I did kind of let out another scream. No, that's just such old school Deadwood medicine that I don't know. I didn't do that, but
put a leech on it.
It would have helped
in Deadwood
because it was definitely bleeding. And like I said,
Doc Cochran did not have leeches.
It was such a perfect split. Like, it was
7-10?
Exactly.
He had a 7-10 toenail?
Yes. Like, and the way it just laid open, it looked like it had been surgically done. And, like I said, I've experienced a lot of physical pains in my life, and that one I will rank up there with some of the worst, because it still kind of hurts now. Like, when I have to put a sock and shoe on, I kind of wince as I'm putting it on and having to ease around the toe.
It's also just visually disgusting when someone has something wrong with one of their nails.
Yeah.
It definitely sticks out and you get that cringe face when you see it.
You're right, though. I'm glad that it was just a clean break and I get to start over, though. And I'm not dealing with fail nail.
Fail nail.
Fail nail is not a medical term, but we know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, pray for my toenails. You probably were doing that already, but if not...
What?
Put me in your Sunday service.
Lord.
Please take care of Monty's toenails. He really needs it.
There's a lot of pain in the world. You got wars going off everywhere.
I know, but... yeah, what's going on in Iran's a big deal and all the Gaza stuff, but just throw Monty a bone.
Minimalization.